strongly that their health was the better for imposing such a foul-tasting ordeal upon themselves. Some even submerged themselves to the neck in it, though that was now considered a little extreme and old-fashioned. Abigail liked going to the pump-room, for at the age of 18 she craved outings and company, and apparently her exquisite youthful beauty was much admired, though she did not receive many invitations to private parties, or even to more public entertainments. She was not, after all, quite respectable, despite the fact that Grandmama was eminently so. Camille had always steadfastly refused to accompany them anywhere they might meet other people in a social setting. On the rare occasions when she did step out, usually with Abby, she did so with stealth, a veil draped over the brim of her bonnet and pulled down over her face. For more than anything else, she feared being recognised. Not today, however. And, she vowed to herself, never again. She was done with the old life, and if anyone recognised her and chose to give her the cut direct, then she would give it right back. It was time for a new life and new acquaintances, and if there were a few bumps to traverse in moving from one world to the other, well then, she would deal with them. After Grandmama and Abby had left, she dressed in one of the more